and onions, and I just feed them to Roy and to Mother, and I eat them myself.
I love onions, and those little green ones especially. What do we call those sometimes?
The little...
Especially the
spring onions.
They're so good. What are some of the vegetables you would use for a good soup? And sometimes you use them for a gumbo, and sometimes you boil it, and sometimes you fry it.
I always think of okra.
Well, that's what it is. I just love it. If you leave an apple or plum around, it will dry up and do what?
Shrivel.
The kind of vegetable that comes in large leafy heads?
Lettuce.
Well, that is one kind, but this one you can cook, too.
Cabbage.
All right. And if you had more than one, what would they be? You hear some people say...
Heads of cabbage. No, it would be cabbages.
Some people have called them cabbages. When you want to get the beans out of the pods by hand, you say you have to...
Shell them.
Yeah, we really think more of peas in that term than we do beans. What are large, yellowish, little flat beans, the seeds, not the pods, called? And some of them, sometimes they're dark, too.
Butter beans.
All right. The kind of beans you eat pod and all, and we string them. What are they called?
Those are just string beans.
Or sometimes.
Green beans.
All right.
And I remember you love them.
I don't.
And I remember that about you, and I care not a flip.
Well, do you know that when I cook, talking about onions, when I cook my green beans, I even put a little fresh green onion in them. I love any kind of green
beans. Well, you just eat, I tell you, when I make a tomato sandwich, I buy the red onions and the white onions, and I include that. I do that with hamburgers, with everything we eat.
Oh, I love onions. I don't even want to start without onions.
Uh-huh.
But I put a green onion down in my green beans even to cook.
Well, I'll have to try that. I just remember you love it.
I don't use any of that fat streakling or whatever you call it.
We've become very much of a health. We just are studying
conscious.
It, read very conscious.
Well, I think that's wonderful. You know, my brother had a heart attack at 43. And I have a friend who's been having palpitation of the heart, and she went to the doctor. He was keeping her awake at night, and it was coffee. She was drinking too much coffee. And so he has put her on caffeine-free coffee, and it has completely gone away.
Mm-hmm.
She was drinking like 18 cups a day.
Well, they say that statistically they're the ones that will, 8 or 9 times as likely to have a heart attack.
That's right.
But I've got to have a few crutches, and I guess I'm going to stick to my morning coffee.
I have my 2 cups, and I have to get awake, but that's all I have the rest of the day. I need to drink tea or tab or something. All right, you take the tops of turnips and cook them and make a mess of the, the tops of them. And I used to love those, too, if you remember. You know, what's the tops of turnips there? Turnip what?
Turnip greens, but the top, is that what you want?
Mm-hmm. Greens, I just love them. Green stuff that you put in salads, you call cabbage that while ago. If you had 2 bunches, you'd have 2 heads of
cabbages.
No, we changed the cabbage.
Oh, lettuce.
You have 2 boys and 3 girls. You have what?
5 children.
Do you ever speak of them as many heads?
No, never have.
Well, in school sometimes they count heads and see how many
they
have. If he had 7 boys and 7 girls, you might say he had a blank of children.
He had a lot of children.
You ever heard the word passel?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
What does it exactly mean?
That means plenty.
All right.
In number.
How would you use passel?
Oh, well, he has a passel of children. It's a good way. A passel of money.
That would be nice to have.
You said that many times, Nell.
Mm-hmm. I'm going out and find me $1 million.
Oh, I see.